Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. Hit it. See ya.
That's the sound of kids in the L.A. area learning to stay in school by performing together as musicians. They are part of the Harmony Project, uses music in L.A. and elsewhere around the nation to improve academic performance. It's a team effort with researchers at Northwestern University, and the improvements they've shown for students in low-performing districts are impressive. Dr. Margaret Martin is the founder of the Harmony Project. Dr. Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Do you think music can help close the education gap in some way by the way that it acts on the brain or encourages students to widen their view of the world?
Well, that's what we've seen in the Harmony Project. Kids from extremely disadvantaged homes in neighborhoods with dropout rates at 50% or more are staying in school, doing extremely well. Since 2008, 93% of our high school seniors have graduated in 4 years and have gone to colleges such as Dartmouth, Tulane, NYU. As a result, I reached out to the head of child health and human development at the National Institutes of Health, and we conducted a three-year longitudinal research to do assessments with second through fourth graders. Growing up in L.A.'s gang reduction zones in Los Angeles. And come to find out, the brains and cognitive functions of musicians are way different from the brains and cognitive function of non-musicians.
One of the numbers that your Harmony Project's choir sings is music is community. That's really a theme of this whole project, yes?
Absolutely. You don't teach the value of diversity with flip charts on Martin Luther King Day. You teach the value of diversity by teaching kids to make music together. A band or an orchestra demonstrates, sort of lives the value of diversity because you've got all these different voices, all these different instruments, and they sound good only when everybody does their part and they work together closely. I like to say that if the members of Congress had grown up in Harmony Project, we would not have gridlock.
Makes a lot of sense. Give me an example of someone who really has excelled in this Harmony Project.
One of our students, Arturo, was in English as a second language classes all the way through sixth grade. By the second half of sixth grade, he got into regular English classes. And by the first semester of seventh grade, he was in honors English classes, and he told us that he got into those other classes by using the same routines he learned to study violin in Harmony Project. He said that he was lucky that he could participate in Harmony Project, and he wondered what would have happened with his gang-involved older brother if he had been as lucky as he was. Arturo just graduated from high school and won a full music study scholarship. He plans to major in music and business.
Does that success surprise the families and even the workers in this Harmony Project?
Well, it's kind of been stunning. People don't realize the achievement gap between rich and poor kids in our country is estimated to cost us between $1 and $2 trillion annually. So this is not something, you know, oh, it's nice to do. Harmony Project students are beating the odds all over the country. And we now have neuroscience evidence that suggests that what we're doing may be remodeling our kids' brains in ways that improve their capacity to learn. This is huge because we've got close to a 50% dropout rate in our 50 largest cities, and it's costing us a lot financially, but the social cost is catastrophic.
Dr. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Margaret Martin is the founder of the Harmony Project and director of advocacy and research.